Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Heidi just foolishly confided in me something about herself. And, you know, she's always trying the latest flaky trends, diets, and other activities out there. The latest one that she's just told me she's doing now is she's going to become a minimalist.
Oh.
I always thought you were Catholic, but regardless, the minimalist lifestyle, and I just did some quick reading on this after she told us in the studio, you're supposed to get rid of things that you don't absolutely need around
right.
the house.
It's Heidi Tolstoy.
Well, just be, you know, live simply. Tolstoy?
Yeah, he did the same thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm sure a lot of people have done it.
Yeah.
And love it, just living a very simple life.
I don't know what Woody from Toy Story had to do with this, but...
He had a big long beard too, Heidi.
Well, I'm working on that.
Yeah.
But I was reading some of the stuff. Now, you mentioned an article to me that had some things in it that you and I both agreed was going too far.
Yeah, they said there were five things a minimalist suggested you get rid of.
You can't be one if you can't say one.
I know it. But that, so I just kind of randomly brought that up while we were listening to music.
Minimalist. So I found another article. Here's some things that they say. They say let go of your what ifs. Like if you're thinking, well, what if I need this one day? Or what if I decide to use this one day? Maybe it's a 7-cupcake pan or a 4 casserole dishes or something that you've got laying around.
Right.
And you're like, what if I need to make 4 casseroles for a wedding? You're not likely to, so get rid of some of them.
I'm horrible about this. But you know what? When I do finally throw that away, it's like 2 weeks later, I'm like, where is that casserole pan?
That's exactly what happens.
Yeah.
As soon as you throw something away, you need it.
But you know, when I remodeled my kitchen, I went down to the bare basics of exactly what I needed, and I've not missed very much at all. Because if you do need it, like an extra casserole, you go buy one of those aluminum pans if you have to.
I don't want to go buy something if I used to have it in my cabinet.
To store it and to have that extra space and it gets dusty and blah, blah, you got to work on cleaning it. It's just so much easier to do
without it. No, it's not. It's harder.
But I've got all these serving platters I've never used.
Yeah. Right.
If I've had parties, we brought out the paper plates or people have brought stuff.
Right.
Already on a platter, and they're still in my closet. And I'm like, I don't need these.
You know what will happen if you get rid of them?
2 weeks later,
I'll have a party.
Need them.
Yeah.
But you know, think of somebody who really would love to have that, who can't otherwise afford it. That's what makes me happy, is to think I could give this to somebody who really would appreciate it.
Apparently, she doesn't think any of us would love any of her stuff, because you've never done that to us.
Mm-mm. No, because I don't want to give it to you, and you're like, oh, I don't like this, blah, blah.
We probably would.
Yeah.
Right, we probably would.
But there were other things on the list, like owner's manuals. That's one thing I first was like, nah, I can't. I just have a whole drawer of owner's manuals.
We do, too, but we actually have them in a little Ziploc bag.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
not taking up that much space.
Right.
They usually have the receipt the day you purchased it and maybe a serial number, and I think it's dumb to throw those away.
Yeah, before you know it, it's like, okay, the light on the refrigerator is blinking. What do I need to do? And then you have to get out the manual and figure out how to change that water filter because it's not changed it yet and changed it in 4 years.
But the point of the article was you can always go online and find it.
She's right about that, but there's
still
stuff on the paper manuals, I think, that you sometimes need, and it's easier just to grab it and flip through the pages.
Something I learned from Tom a long time ago, save all your electronic boxes.
See, I've actually started throwing mine away.
Okay, well, I'm still saving mine.
I should have told you about that.
I mean, it's crazy as I do keep a box. If I buy something, I will keep that box in my attic.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'll never need it, but I moved once, and I had all the boxes, like, for dishes and this. I'm like, oh, great. I could just put them right back in the box.
See, I always think, well, I'll sell this one day. Like, I get an iPad. I'm like, I'm going to keep the box for my iPad because when I go to sell it one day, I'll get more money for it. We don't sell it. We let it sit around till it's so old no one would want it. Yeah. And now I don't even know what to do with them.
Well, I will say this. You can buy about anything on eBay, and you can sell about anything on eBay. It doesn't matter if it's broken. It's like iPad used for parts, and people will buy it.
But you need a box to ship it in.
Could you sell a box on there?
A box? Yeah. Yes, let me tell you something. They have people that sell, like, Lego boxes and manuals.
Tiffany
like,
boxes.
They have, like... you know, some value to them.
You know who they are? They're minimalists. They're selling that stuff and getting rid of it. Those are the two of the things we just mentioned.
Dude, I want to tell you, like $9.99 for a some certain box of Legos.
Wow. And with the Legos
without,
in it?
No, without the Legos. It's just the box.
There's some designer brands that they will sell the shopping bag and they will sell the box empty. That's it.
Yeah.
I want to buy a Papa John's box.
No. I can get you one.
I know some people.
I can get you one of those in about 30 minutes.
and we'll get the stuff that's in it out of the way for you real quick.
How much?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.